The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
For more information on
that. Fans got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, Mark sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Yeah, big news out of Athens today. They've got a transfer quarterback in town, in Athens today, reports have it. Visiting the University of Georgia. And it was a young man we spoke about, Jaden Rashada, on the Georgia campus today, checking things out. And probably the most important thing, he's now they're going to show him around and show him the facilities. I mean, only Road Dog knows the ins and outs of the Bulldogs' facilities. I get lost over there. And I got to call up Road Dog and say, hey, man, I think I'm on the third floor over here on the west side. Come over here and rescue me. I need to, you know, my thumbprint isn't allowing me through this door. And then Road Dog's there in 2 minutes. I mean, it is a huge, tremendous facility. And I'm sure they'll be showing Rashada around that indoor facility and all those good things, locker room. And he's going to be impressed with that. But the most important time that Jaden Rashada will spend on the Georgia campus today will be in the office of offensive coordinator Mike Bobo. As Mike Bobo basically will make a presentation to Rashada, showing him how he fits in this Bulldog offensive scheme. And typically, you know, Grantham used to do some of this when he was on the Georgia staff, and he would take a play from the kid's high school video that he had and show the play, and then he would show the Georgia play where it transcended, all right? What he did at the high school level is what he's going to be asked to do in the scheme at Georgia. And the player would go, okay, man, I can see myself doing that. And so that's what Mike Bobo is going to be doing today, sitting down with Rashada. He's going to show him the personnel, and he's going to be very impressed. He's going to show him all those weapons they've got, and he's going to be very impressed. And then break down the scheme with Rashada and showing him how his skill set is going to fit what they do at UGA. Now, Rashada is a guy that is 6'4", 190 pounds. I mean, he looks a lot like Jaden Daniels. As similar as far as the body. He doesn't run like Daniels, but he can spin it. And Georgia's not the only place he's looking at. Auburn's in on him. That used to be a problem. I don't see that being a problem anymore. I mean, it used to be where, when the rules were a little bit different, where if Georgia was recruiting a player and then he left Athens to go to Auburn, they were probably thinking, in fact, I know they were thinking behind the scenes, oh, Lord, Auburn's going to take him to the Pat Dye cabin. They're going to unlock that safe and show him all that cash money they've got hidden in there. With the NIL and the collectives now, that stuff has sort of gone away. So do you think Rashada, Road Dog, let's see, do I want to play for Georgia, compete for a national championship, throw it to all these weapons, or do I want to go to Auburn and get my face kicked in?
I want to play for a national championship in a team that has weapons.
Yeah, and a good scheme there. Also, I believe Mississippi State in on it. Probably more, too, but that is what's surfacing out there. Hey, one more recruiting nugget. Juju Lewis.
One more thing.
Lewis, top-rated quarterback in the 25 class. He doesn't sound like he's
he's considering the Georgia Bulldogs anymore. Because you remember just a day or two ago, Georgia got that commitment from that other quarterback in the 25 class. And Lewis was paying attention. And now he has said, and I quote here, the dogs, they got their guy in 2025. And so the translation on that is Georgia has already offered and got a commitment from another quarterback. So I'm going to move on. I mean, the nerve of this kid.
My only question for Rashad, to go back to that real quick, going to Auburn. Now, I don't know their situation, like I obviously know Georgia's. Yeah. Would he be able to potentially start and play this year there? Do they have that over us?
I would say probably not at the beginning of the year because, look, he's got to learn that Hugh Freeze offense. Now, they did bring in that kid from Michigan State a year ago, and he came in late, and he ended up being the starter, and he is projected to be the starter again this year. But I would think it's probably not about this year with Rashada. I mean, they're probably telling him that. So would have a better shot of playing at Auburn than he would at Georgia this year. There's no doubt about that. So we'll see how this thing shakes out. But if you're over in Athens today and you see Jaden Rashada walking around.
Slip him a $100 bill. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't think money's going to be a problem. I mean, Kirby on the scoreboard.
That's the way, that was the old joke scrimmage. Back in the day. Yeah.
So, Kirby was saying, look, all you 50,000 people here today, we need you to all, when the offering plate comes by, we need you to put some money in the offering plate. For our collective.
Yes, we sing the battle hymn and pass the plate.
Yeah,
around.
Pass the plate. Beautiful. And put some money in there and be able to get some big-time players.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here. And as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.